This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we'll have Stars, we'll have Rangers. And at 3:20, we are going to have a Cowboys conversation as the OTAs are wrapping up. There, I got a very interesting text from Bobby Belt, sort of recapping his takeaways. I know that's in a group text going on right now. And on Cowboys Twitter throughout the afternoon, you're going to get takeaways. We're probably going to get player quotes. Already got a bunch of shoddy quotes, as well as Brian Schottenheimer spoke earlier. KNC carry the press conference back there at 11 o'clock for you. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the Shamar James linebacker follow-up. You know, we need something, a spark at linebacker. And if you could get that on day three, that would be rare, a day three linebacker who could really make something happen for you. But I think right now they have sufficient linebacker stuff, and I'm hoping that one of these guys can break out, Brian. You think there's a chance of that happening, Shamar James?
Yeah, you know, the thing with James, and I think Zach gave you a really good scouting report on him yesterday.
Brian.
Was that there's some questions about his instincts, not questions of athletic ability. This guy was a 4- or 5-star recruit, chose Florida over Alabama, some prominent schools, things like that. Played at a high level, but just the instincts. And you worry because you saw Damone Clark, right?
Yeah, we've seen
a number
of these.
You saw a really good-looking physical player,
but that hesitancy.
But yeah, just the fact that, like, not sure where I fit, not sure if I should take a step forward. Wow, what are they doing behind me? There were times in Florida where you saw this, and that's why I thought, play this guy at will linebacker and then let him run to the ball where you don't give him a lot of responsibility. But in the media portion last week, we heard that he got an interception. I personally wouldn't put him in pass coverage myself, because of the instincts and maybe what he's seeing. But when it comes to running to the football, playing downhill, all those things, very, very positive. But, man, it just makes me think about, I hope it's not the same of another SEC player and like what Damone Clark was. He just can't play.
Okay, so speaking of breakout players, ESPN has a piece up of rookies who could have a big first year. And I don't think, you know, many Cowboys players would pick that linebacker, but maybe Ezeraku should be the guy. Yeah. Mike Clay did statistical projections, and when it comes to a lot of these, you know, the Cowboys, you wouldn't have a great candidate for receiving yards or rushing yards or passing yards or whatever you were for a rookie. But I thought, man, no Ezeraku for sacks. Is that shortchanging the guy? They got Abdul Carter, they got Michael Williams, they got Jalen Walker, James Pierce, and then Shamar Stewart there with Cincinnati, all projected to have 5 sacks or more in their rookie year, Brian.
Yeah, I think, Zach, you want to go ahead and you want to carry that one?
I just wonder if it's, they're actually pretty deep at edge rusher now. You know, when you have Dante Fowler back in the fold, I mean, I do think Ezeraku is very capable. He's a guy that I think can be a double-digit sack dude in his career.
Yeah.
Now, year one as a rookie, I think that's a big ask. I know Michael Parsons was able to do it, but I just wonder about the opportunities. I mean, I think that they talked about a rotation. That was the one thing that I have taken from our conversation with Aaron White-Cotton on day three of the draft. Rotating. He wants to keep these guys fresh. And so when it comes to opportunities, when you're trying to get in with Micah Parsons, with Dante Fowler, with Sam Williams, who's hopefully healthy, not to mention Neyland and Turner and the other options you have on the end spot. But Donovan Ezeraku, yes, I mean, this guy should have, if he had been a first-round pick, none of us would have been surprised by that at all.
Kind of felt like he was the second or third best pass rusher in this draft.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Yeah.
And so when you're talking about that kind of ability, the ability to dip, to bend, to play at the level of the quarterback, not to get pushed past the quarterback, to have the power to be able to hold in there and then and work around, whether it's outside, inside. Today, I was just, you know, and we were on this, you know, you mentioned the text chain with Bobby Belt right now, and Bobby was mentioned that the fact that Ezeraku was playing some stand-up linebacker, or, well, actually stand-up edge. So Bobby thinking that maybe he was in the spot of what Micah Parsons normally does.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I asked Bobby, I go, wait a minute, stand up? I mean, they're thinking off ball here. But Bobby's like, no, it's more about him just
on the edge, but 2-point stance.
But playing Micah Parsons,
which is what he did a lot at Boston College, and he had a lot of success with that because he's great at working angles.
So that's, you know, as long as they have a vision for the player, and I think that they do. I think that they have an understanding. But Zach's right. They got a lot of these edges. But when we get to camp, he will show up quickly.
Yeah.
You'll like, oh, I see.
Yeah.
His tape at Boston College in those ACC games was really, really good.
Yeah, he's one of the exciting Cowboys rookies to look at, but he didn't get any love, and neither did Deron Bland. I think they listed 12 different defensive backs Siobhan Revelle.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, because he was hurt.
The rookie corner. Is that all injury-based, you think?
Yeah,
that is all
injury. And I've talked to several people over there about him, and I'm saying, what do you think about this? And to a man, it has been, this guy is so willing to do everything we're asking him to do. And he wants to be on the field. He strives every single day to get out there on the field. I've heard nothing but positive things. When this guy does play, you will see a long, rangy, competitive, ball-hawking type of a corner. I mean, his physical, when you see him live, you're going to go, my gosh, his arms. I mean, he could stand there and touch the ground without bending over. His arms are that long.
They call him the Condor, don't they?
Yeah, he's got
super long,
perfect length to play the position, and he's fast. He's 188 pounds. He's quick. I watched the Michigan game. I'm sure Zach saw the same game. Ball spills the outside, and he's the last there guy at the goal line, steps up, takes the back on. Tackle, no gain.
Gosh, that's, I love that.
That's the kind of, like, it's either you make a stop or they're going to score in a big damn game for East Carolina, and he makes a stop.
That's huge.
That's his kind of mentality that he's got.
Yeah, that's the type of attribute that when you start to see the way the ball's being run, once again, you're seeing heavier personnel, more two tight end sets last year than we've seen in recent years. The condensed formations, bigger bodies. They're trying to combat the smaller defenders, bigger offenses. So you got more tight ends. Yeah. You're bringing things in a little bit. Hey, corners, you better get used to playing
run. This is where I think at times we miss the boat on really the Cowboys' problems. We always think the run defense problem is the one technique. They've had problems on the edge.
Yeah.
They've had problems with a fill safety, and they've had a problem with linebackers, and they've had a problem with corners. When the ball gets to that edge and you have somebody that's jumping around a block and getting walled out or pushed out or pinned inside, and now the ball's on a linebacker or on a corner, and then the linebacker gets pinned or he overruns the play, and now it's Diggs on a force or maybe Hooker on a force. You know, Wilson out of control in space, you're going to have problems defending the run when you have all those things happen.
Yeah, it's a mess. You know, one of the worst teams against the run last year. I think their pass rush win rate was fourth, you know, or something like that. Some sort of fancy pass rush analytic. I saw that. That's good.
Make opponents so one-dimensional. Like I say, I was asked a question, and I if we have a little time, and I know we probably don't. I'd like to carry it over, though, if we could on something.
Do we have time? Is this break short as well, Lucius? I know that last break at the top of the hour was only like 3 minutes. Go ahead,
there was
Brian.
A question I was asked about the Cowboys and which unit needs to be out the gate the quickest, the offense or the defense. And I wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I wonder if you guys have a thought about that. Which unit that just cannot stumble out of the gate? And if you say one, I'll argue for the other. And if you say the other, I'll argue.
Because it plays off each other?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to see the offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, the offense needs to get going because that can save your defense.
That's what I'm saying. right there. But you can
go score 25, 30 points.
Exactly. You find a way, you know, you find a way to score 17 in the first half, 10 in the second half.
Yeah, it's also probably the side of the ball that I have more questions about than the defense.
You have more questions about the offense or the defense?
The offense.
I don't think that's the case with these guys. Am I right about that, boys?
Yeah, I'm more concerned about the defense.
Why? But, I mean, this offense was bad last year.
I mean,
even with Dak.
Do you have a left tackle that can play? Who's the play? What's going on with the play caller? What does Schottenheimer's offense look like? What's the version of the quarterback you're getting who didn't look good when they were 3-5 before he went down? Mm. How's George Pickens fit in? Do they get him the football? Do him and CeeDee Lamb start bitching at each other? Who's the starting running back? How does it work? Is it by a committee? I got tons of, I don't know what this offense is. I can tell you the defense, for the most part, we've seen it here before with Rod Marinelli for 8 years.
I mean, on paper, it looks like there's more holes on defense, but I get the anxiety about offense. Like, how good's Dak going to play? You know, it looks like on paper, like you got an all pro there.
The only questions I've got on defense are the health of the corners. Otherwise, you know what you got. You got a lot of edge rushers. You can rotate in. How does Mozzie do? What do they do at defensive tackle? Sure, but I'm bullish on the linebacker group. I think Sanborn's going to be awesome. I'm excited about him.
Yeah, this is where the offense helps you, though, because if they make opponents one-dimensional and it turns into Dallas being able to rush the passer, we saw that, several years ago, right?
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden, like, Dallas's offense was ginning along great, and then all of a sudden teams had to start throwing the ball to catch up.
Yeah.
And then now that's six Dallas, you know, that teams aren't going to run the ball when they're
behind. You got to play
like
with
that.
The lead, I think.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Cowboys news coming up in 25 minutes. It is a Game 5 Thursday. Teams down 3-1 have a 10% chance. Are you taking the over or the under on that? Then we'll get to the C note here in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.